Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, when somebody tells me, hey, you won't be taxed on that, it does. It feels good. I'm like, yes, that's it. I want to pay less taxes. I don't actually. I actually think I should probably pay more on taxes, but that's a story for another day. That feels good. It's certainly headline grabbing. But the real here, when you get behind or beyond the rhetoric to what the results are, when we talk about this illusory benefit that Donald Trump is putting forward in the big, brutal bill, no tax on tips, it turns out it's a big, giant nothing burger that will do nothing in the long term to actually help people who will benefit from this in the short term. Couple of key points, then we're going to continue our conversation with Lily. Your input is welcome. 855-752-4842. First of all, it is simply no federal income tax on it. You will still pay payroll taxes. Second of all, one third of all tipped workers already earn below the federal poverty line and pay no federal income tax at all, so it doesn't help. 95% of all low-income workers don't earn tips at all, so this ain't helping them one little bit. It also says that the tip has to be given individually, so restaurants and other businesses that have worked to pool gratuities to try to avoid the impacts of harassment, toxicity from certain customers, again, to spread the literal wealth and help all of their employees, that's not going to be allowed anymore. All in all, what this does is it simply distracts us from the fact that we do not have an actual minimum wage in this country. We have subsistence living, and then we tax poor people a bunch. And it's all part of the big, beautiful bill that will cut the safety net, cut the things that will help people when they face economic crises, be they short-term or prolonged. People will be hungrier, there will be less food aid. People will have less health insurance, there will be less Medicaid, and on it goes. Our guest this half hour is Lily Roberts of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. She is their Managing Director of Inclusive Growth. Is this inclusive growth, Lily?
No, it is exclusive, and it will not lead to growth. Even the thing that Republicans have harped on for decades about driving up the deficit, and anytime we wanted to make an investment in the social safety net or in low-wage workers, it was going to be too expensive. It was going to drive up the debt. This bill drives up the debt, too. It's not even growth for the economy. We know that the things that grow the economy are investments in people, and that includes low-wage people, so raising wages, or more direct things like Medicaid and SNAP, right? Like investing in kids who are hungry has impacts for their long-term health, has impacts for their long-term education. They get better jobs when they're adults because they got SNAP as a kid. Cutting those things is the opposite of growth. And they're going to try to pretend that it's fiscally responsible to do this. But this is just going to be a giveaway, a really short-term giveaway, as you mentioned, in the context of a ton of corporate giveaways to the really, really wealthy. That's how the tax code is going to be structured after this. They're trying to take that tax money that they're quote-unquote saving and give it to the rich and the ultra-wealthy corporations.
So much of the big, brutal bill conjures up the image in all of like, may I have some more, please? Like, it's drippings to the working class so that you're like, oh, I got a little bit more here. Oh, but we're still robbing you blind over here. Just don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain stuff. I'd be remiss. We got one caller on the line and a couple of texts I want to hit quickly. I wanted to say this. The cutoff income level is $160,000. As soon as I heard about this, I was like, oh, well, people are going to game the hell out of this. There's going to be all kinds of fraud, waste, and abuse. It's administrative complicated. It will be woefully inefficient when the thing that you need to do is simply raise the gosh darn minimum wage, which would not be administratively complicated, which would not lead to fraud, waste, and abuse, which would make the playing field fair for every small business like Greg Leone's. And I'm Melinda. I'll take a breath. Let's ask Jim what his question or comment is. Say hello to Lily. Jim, what do you got?
Hello, Lily. Hello, Maggie. I heard that CEOs can claim bonuses, you know, huge $1 million bonus or whatever, and say, hey, this isn't a bonus. It's a tip. and so they wouldn't be taxed on that. Is there any truth to that, that a CEO could claim a bonus as a tip?
It's a damn good question, ain't it?
So that's going to be totally up to the folks administering this if this bill passes. So the idea is that they would have a list of occupations or job titles, and they get 90 days to come up with those occupations or jobs. There's no real restrictions on that. It's not like this administration is full of labor market experts. They've fired everybody at the IRS, right? Like, they're going to be able to decide sort of who's in that pool, who gets to decide that their income is actually fully made of tips.
And that, Jim, is the sort of fraud and gamesmanship that is so stupid. Again, just raise the damn minimum wage. That'll help tip workers. That'll help all low-income workers. You'll have a more robust economy because, again, consumers, i.e. middle-class people and working people, will be spending more because they can. What do they spend it on? Restaurants and entertainment. And this. Why would a CEO take a base salary of millions? I'll take a base salary of $100,000 a year, and my boss or my board of directors can tip me every day I do well. And I'll call that a tax exemption. Sweet. Oh, and I forgot to mention, wasn't there this little ditty from the Supreme Court last term? Something about gratuities to government employees for a job well done. Oh no, those aren't bribes, as long as it occurs afterwards. Unbelievable. Lily Roberts of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my friend. It's good to see you again. Can't wait to have you back. We've got Dr. Yoshiko Herrera coming up next. In all of the day's news, there is a war going on in Ukraine and a president who seems utterly unconcerned. We'll discuss next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.